Welcome to Niger Superfans Podcast.
Born on 28 June 1953 into a football family, Gennaro's career as a football tactician is no mean feat. The one-time sports director of Eintracht Frankfurt Football Club of Germany has managed several African countries including Niger Republic, Gabon, and Burkina Faso on different occasions. The German tactician led Bordeaux of France to the UEFA Cup final where they lost to Bayern Munich in 1996. In this exclusive interview, Ross speaks about his football playing career, advancement in modern football, as well as his relationship with Nigerian football fans. Let's take a listen.
Yes, I was born in a football family. The father was a coach, the brothers are players. So it was an obligation for me to grow up in this same job. And I was the last one from six children. So they wanted to play three against three in the garden. It was 2 years already I was in the game. And I had to play with my brothers, 4 years more than me and older than me, even with one sister, she played also. So, it was a natural evolution for me. I could accompany my father to his training sessions. He was also a teacher, so he was teacher in the morning and the coach in the afternoon. So for me, it was a natural decision to go to football because I followed all the time my brothers, my father. Even I could sit down on the bench in this time in a first division team in Mannheim, Germany, and like a small boy. So it was for me the natural thing to go to football. I was selected in Germany under 15, under 20. Then the Bayern Munich took me. I could make experience with the best players of the world. World champion 74 with five or six players from Bayern. And then I had an injury. 10 months I could not play, the crucial ligament, and then I had to struggle to come back. And I had the second career in Bordeaux, in France, for 12 years. It was wonderful, with big players also, like Tigana, like Alain Gires, like Bernard Lacombe, wonderful team, Marius Trésor, and with a big coach was Aimé Jacquet. Aimé Jacquet was my coach for 10 years. And when you see the people who were in this team, a lot of them now are coaches also. I think there is still Gires and other players like Tigana, like Dropsy, Trésor, Battiston, they are becoming all coaches, you know. So I had the chance to have these examples who helped me to become a coach, and I could do my diploma for coaching in the last 3-4 years when I was a player. I go in my holidays to the school for the coaches to learn for the examiner. And then when I stopped my career like a player after 17 years of professional football, I came immediately in the Academy of Girondins Bordeaux and I could be a coach until today. Yes, in these years it's a big evolution. At first the game is quicker, is stronger, it's perfect technically now, more and more intensive. And then the characters and the people, the environment is moving more and more money, more and more commercial interest, more and more popularity. And the players themselves are changing because it's a new generation. It's not only now the technology, it's also a little bit more individualism, I think. And the money is changing the people also. But I think the football is going in the right direction because they still focus on the game. And when I see what is doing the CAF for the AFCON, it's going in the good direction. with young players, now you have a big difference in your team. When you have your team, some players are black, some are white, I'm speaking in Europe. And even in our team, we have some mixed players. So the mother is from Germany, father is from Nigeria. Mother is from Holland, father from Nigeria. Mother is from Nigeria, father is from Germany. We have, so it is nice to see that all is mixed now. And it's giving a good spirit, I think so, because we have to be tolerant. Also for religion, it is interesting to work with it, but all the time everybody must be able to follow his conviction, his religion, but on the pitch he has to accept what the coach wants to do. Discipline, organization, tactical and technical things to respect, and of course to go in the same direction. This solidarity. This is the first thing what we have to show like a team. The Nigerian fans, they know what's happening because we are open, we are speaking with you, we are speaking with the people who are asking us, the fans, in the road, if we go see somebody outside. There is all the time a good communication. I think that Nigerians see that we want to play like they are. A big diversity, a big commitment, the passion, and to make a team with different people, with different colors, with different religions, with different minds. But on the pitch, we have to be one. We are one, and we have to fight like one. And if one of us have problems, we are here to help him. And I think this message from my team, the Nigerians hear it, see it, feel it, and they accept it.
If you have enjoyed this podcast, you can drop your comments below and share your opinion with other listeners. Thank you.